Just wanted to make sure everybody was awake.
Hey, thanks. Welcome to the second episode of the TKS podcast. My name is Tim Myrick.
I'm Seth Aaronsberg.
And I'm Kyan Healy.
You know, so today we got a good episode for you guys. You know, I'm going to make some comparisons between The Handmaid's Tale and Won't You Be My Neighbor.
Okay, so there are a lot of comparisons between these two pieces of work. Our opinion is that our society today is more like The Handmaid's Tale.
I would have to agree with you. First things first, you know, how you guys doing, man? It's been a while.
Doing pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing great.
Hey, that's good to hear. I'm doing well myself. So we got a few points that we'd like to make. You know, we chose some connections, some compare and contrast with these two pieces of work. And the first point we would like to make is of the concept of emotional energy and vulnerability. So tell me what you guys think about that.
Well, I think that the people in The Handmaid's Tale, you know, especially the men, they love to take advantage of women. Because, you know, they kind of have that, the power structure is very different.
Hey.
So, and in Mr. Rogers, he taps into kids' emotions and what they're thinking about to help them through their problems. So it kind of goes hand in hand, but just in different ways. Mr. Rogers is doing it in a good way, and in Handmaid's Tale, the men are kind of taking advantage of women in a bad way.
All right, right.
I think you hit that right on the head, Kyan.
Thanks, Seth.
Hey, Seth. So, how would you compare that to our society today?
Well, you know, the women.
All right, we'll get back to you, Seth.
Yeah.
You know, another point that we like to make is mistakes and ramifications. And I'll start off on that one. In Handmaid's Tale, you know, the society is really strict, so people don't have really room for error without severe consequences. But in Won't You Be My Neighbor, Mr. Rogers emphasizes how he tells kids how it's okay to make mistakes and you gotta learn from them. And, you know, nobody's perfect. And what do you think about that, Calvin?
So I agree with you, Tim. I think that Mr. Rogers is kind of sugarcoating things and making things seem like everything is going to be all right when you make mistakes. Where in the real world, when you make a mistake, especially when you get over 18, there will be serious consequences if you do something severe. So Mr. Rogers, you know, even though he's doing a good thing by teaching these kids that mistakes can be turned around and you can change from them, sometimes they take a turn for the worst.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more there. You know, Seth's been through some stuff. You know, he's been booked. So yeah. He would know better than anyone. Why don't you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, well, just, I mean, it was a rough period of time. I mean, you gotta play your cards right.
Hey, I feel you. So the last point that we like to make is our inner and outer emotions. And we connected those two because when Mr. Roger was a kid, he was sick and his parents limited him to very little emotional being. To very little emotion being able to be expressed, which made him a loner and very condensed. And it forced him into his own circle. And in The Handmaid's Tale, it's so rule-based. And the authority is so strict on keeping things in order, and everyone is equal. There's no room for push or resent. What do you have to say, Seth?
Seth, what do you think about that, Seth?
So basically, Mr. Rogers is saying that he's telling kids that it's okay to have emotions. You don't have to hide your emotions. and just to be yourself. But in The Handmaid's Tale, you really can't show, you really can't act on how you feel, or else it'll make a turn for the worse for you. And how do you think that connects into our society?
Well, you know, I really think that overall, like, The Handmaid's Tale connects more to our society than how Mr. Rogers connects.
Sorry, come on, Seth. Come on, Seth.
You okay? Sorry, he's going through a lot of stuff, everyone. So we have some quotes here that we found from The Handmaid's Tale. The first quote is...
The first quote is, "I think that those who would try to make you feel less than who you are, I think that's the greatest evil." So basically, we compared it, and we said how when Margaret Atwood used that quote, it shows how people who are being taken advantage of can use it as motivation to, like, get revenge because when someone's trying to make you feel less, you can use that as motivation to get back at them.
I couldn't agree more with you there, Seth. That really touched the heart, you know? Appreciate that.
Thanks, pal.
The second quote we'd like to add is, "To him, I'm no longer merely a usable body. To him, I'm not just a boat with no cargo, a chalice with no wine in it, an oven to be crude, minus the bun. To him, I am not merely empty." And that's found on page 163, in case any of you are wondering. So we said that quote because... go ahead, Seth.
We said how it shows that women were basically just being used and could not fully do what they were made to do, and they couldn't, like, fully express, like, how they really wanted to, like, show. They couldn't live up to their full potential.
Right. Kyan, do you have any quotes you'd want to add?
Yeah, Tim. Alright, so, okay. Alright, so I'm going to add this quote. It's on page... Did we say this one?
Mm-hmm. This quote's found on page... It's in chapter 62.
Alright, yeah, so... Sorry about that, guys. The computer died. So this quote comes from chapter 62, like Tim said, and it is, "She is frightening me now because what I hear in her voice is indifference, a lack of volition. Have they really done it to her then, taken away something? What? They used to be so central to her. And how can I expect her to go on with my idea of her courage, live it through, act it out, when I do myself not?" So, Tim, can you elaborate on that?
Yeah. So she was basically talking about how the person saying the quote is basically talking about how can she expect people to be themselves when she's not herself? They're not allowed to act like who they are. And this is from The Handmaid's Tale, so of course, you know, they're not allowed to be who they want to be because of the societal rules. And it was just explaining that.
Yeah, I think that really just perfect for that.
Yeah, that we quote. Hit it right on the bullseye.
I couldn't have said it better myself, even though I did say it. Sorry to... We're having a little technical problems, but you know, we're still here. Don't worry. And that wraps up this episode of the TKS podcast.
Hey, it's been a great school year. You know what I'm saying? This might be the last podcast you guys will ever hear from us three, you know. Since we're all seniors, we're going to be going our separate ways in a matter of weeks. And I just want to say, Ms. Kaiser, you're a good person.
Ms. Kaiser, couldn't ask for a better English teacher.
Ms. Kaiser, I just wanted to tell you, you were great this year, but we still didn't watch the PSAs yet.
Yeah, Ms. Kaiser, you messed up on that one. We didn't watch the PSAs. You kept telling us we were gonna watch them. Seth even got mad and stood up and said something to you.
I broke the table in the English office.
Seth did break the table in the English office.
We didn't watch the PSAs.
To be honest, we could have watched them all in one day.
Could have watched them all.
Hey, we're all signing off now.
And I'll wait. One more thing. I don't think we deserve the 80 on our PSA, Ms.
Kaiser. I don't think so.
We had the best PSA.
We
had one of the best PSAs, Ms. Kaiser.
We had the best PSA.
That's TV worthy, and you gave us an 80, so.
I can't believe it. What? Oh, my God. What were you thinking?
Zap, calm down.
Come on.
Hey, signing off for the last time. Thanks for a great year, everyone.